जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी, जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी, जय गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी, यशोदनंदन ब्रज जन रंजन, यमुना तीरावन चारे, जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी, हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम राम राम, इस डिवाइन ग्रेस इसी भक्तिवेदांत स्वामी शील प्रभुपाद की जय। इस्कॉन फाउंडर आचार्य ब्यूटी फाउंडर आचार्य सेवियर ऑफ द होल वर्ल्ड शील प्रभुपाद की जय। जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्राज काचार्य अष्टोत्तर शत श्रीमद इस डिवाइन ग्रेस भक्ति सिद्धांत सरस्वती ठाकुर गोस्वामी महाराज शील प्रभुपाद की जय। अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की जय। नामाचार्य हरिदास ठाकुर की जय। प्रेम से कहो श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्त वृंद की जय। श्री श्री राधा कृष्ण गोप गोपीनाथ श्याम कुंड राधा कुंड गिरि गोवर्धन की जय। ब्रजभूमि वृंदावन धाम की जय। नवद्वीप मायापुर धाम की जय। पुरुषोत्तम क्षेत्र जगन्नाथपुरी धाम की जय। श्री द्वारकापुरी धाम की जय। गंगा मैया यमुना मैया की जय। भक्ति देवी तुलसी महारानी की जय। सामवेद गौर भक्त वृंद की जय। पतित पावन हरि नाम संकीर्तन की जय। श्री श्री रुक्मिणी द्वारकाधीश की जय। श्री श्री रुक्मिणी द्वारकानाथ की जय। श्री श्री जगन्नाथ बलदेव सुभद्रा महारानी की जय। श्री श्री गौर निताय की जय। शील प्रभुपाद की जय। शील प्रभुपाद ट्रांसेंडेंटल बुक डिस्ट्रीब्यूशन की जय। निताय गौर प्रेमानंदे। ऑल ग्लोरीज टू असेंबल डिवोटीज। ऑल ग्लोरीज टू असेंबल डिवोटीज। All glories to assembled devotees. All glories, all glories, all glories to Sri Guru and Sri Gauranga. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जायामुदीरयेत्। नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया Bhagavati Ruttama Shloke Bhaktir Bhavati Naishtiki Krishnaya Vasudevaya Devaki Nandanaya cha Nanda Gopa Kumaraya Govindaya Namo Namaha. Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 3, Chapter 13, The Appearance of Lord Varaha, Text 31. Swadanshtrayodhritta mahim nimagnam sa uttita samruru che rasayah Tatrapi daityam gadaya patantam sunabhasandi piti patpita ti vrumatnyuhu sandipta tiuranman samdrushtayo dhrutyamahim nimagnam sa uttita samruruche rasayaha Tatrapi daityam gadaya patantam sunabha sandipta tiura manyuhu samdrushtayo dhrityamahim nimagnam sa uttita samruru che rasayaha Tatrapi daityam gadaya patantam sunabha sandipta tiura manyuhu Samdrishtayo dhrutya mahim nimagnam Sauchita sururuche rasayah Tatrapi daityam gadaya patantam Sunabha sandipta tivra manyuhu Samdrushtayo dhrutya mahim nimagnam Sa uttita samruruche rasayah Tatrapi daityam gadaya patantam Sunabha sandipta patiti uramanyuhu Svadrushtayo dhrutya mahim nimagnam Sa uttita samruruche rasayah Tatrapi daityam gadaya patantam Sunabha sandiptita tivra manyuhu Swamdrushtayo dhrutya mahim nimagnam Sa uttita samruruche rasayah Tatrapi daityam gadaya patantam Sunabha sandipta tatiura manuhu Samdrushtayo dhrutya mahim nimagnam Samcha samruruche rasayah Tatrapi daityam gadaya patantam Sunabha Sandipita Tivra Manyu Vaishnavits Samdrushtayo Drutyamahim Nimagnam Sautitah Samruruchirasayaha Tatrapi daityam gadaya patantam Sunabha sandipta tivra manyuh Swadamshtrayo dhritya Samdrushtayo dhritya mahim nimagnam Sauttitah samruruchirasayaha Tatrapi daityam gadaya patantam Sunabha sandeeptita tivra manyuh Swadamshtraya By his own tusks Udhritya Rising Raising, yeah. Mahim, the earth. Nimagnam, submerged. Saha, he. Uttitaha, getting up. Samruruche, appeared very splendid. Rasayaha, from the water. Tatra, there. Api, also. Daityam, unto the demon. Gadaya, with the club. Apatatnatam, rushing towards him. Sunabha, the wheel of Krishna. Sandipta, glowing. Tivra, fierce. Manyuhu, anger. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki cha. Translation. Lord Var very easily took the earth on his tusks and got it out of the water. Thus he appeared very splendid. Then his anger growing like the Sudarshana wheel, he immediately killed the demon Hiranyaksha, although he tried to fight with the Lord. Purport. According to Srila Jiva Goswami, the Vedic literatures describe the incarnation of Lord Vishnu, Bor, in two different devastations, namely the Chakshusha devastation and the Swayambhuva devastation. This particular appearance of the boar incarnation actually took place in the Swayambhuva devastation, when all the planets, other than the higher ones, Jana, Mahar and Satya, merged in the water of devastation. This particular incarnation of the boar was seen by the inhabitants of the planets mentioned above. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti suggests that the sage Maitreya amalgamated both the boar incarnations in different devastations and summarized them in his description to Vidura. Om Ajnanati Mirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Mano Bhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupah Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yutapada Kamalam Shri Guru Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Stam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitamscha Namam Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prestaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhaktivedanta Swami Nitinamine नमस्ते सरस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देश तारिणे वांछाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिंधुभ्येव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्त वृंद। हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। मुखं करोति वाचालं पंगुं लंगायते गिरिं यत्कृपातमहं वंदे श्रीगुरु दीनतारिणं परमानंदमाधवं श्रीचैतन्येश्वरं। हरे कृष्ण। I seek blessings of all devotees that I can speak glorifying Lord for all of your pleasure and for my purification. So, we are in this chapter seeing the discussion between Swayambhuva Manu and Brahmaji, which is getting described by Maitreya to Vidura. So, when Swayambhuva Manu had asked, you know, Father, okay, you have given me service, but where should I do it? Because the earth was submerged that time. And then Brahmaji start thinking what to do, and that time we have been reading in a couple of verses how Lord Boar appeared from the nostrils of Brahma, and in this verse we are seeing how he delivered the earth. So in purport, Srila Prabhupada is mentioning, is referring to Jiva Goswami, that there are two times, you know, Lord Varaha appeared. You know. So in today's discussion, we'll see how that is. And then also, towards the end of this verse, it says that, you know, he was blazing like a Sudarshan Chakra with anger. So we'll discuss a little bit about anger. So, you know, Swayambhuva Manu was the first one created. From him, there were like, you know, he had two sons and three daughters. Priyavrata, Uttanupad, they were sons. And Akuti, Prasuti and Devahuti, they were the daughters of Swayambhuva Manu. From the second daughter, Prasuti, who married to Daksha, they had... again, like, you know, three daughters actually, Aditi, Diti and Murti. So from Aditi and Diti, both married to Kashyapa. From Aditi came the Adityas, that is the demigods. From Diti came Daityas, that is the demon. And the son of Diti was Hiranyaksha. So now Swayambhuva Manu has just appeared. He has not yet started progeny. And in this verse, it is mentioned that Lord Boar killed Hiranyaksha. So Hiranyaksha has yet to come, because Swayambhu's daughter Prasuti has to get married, and to Daksha, he has to give a, you know, daughter Diti, she has to get married and they have to have a son. So how come this two? You are with me, right? They don't have son yet, and son or daughter, but Bhagavatam mentions that they have killed their great-grandson actually. So the Jiva Goswami is coming to our rescue. He says that actually in Chakshusha Manu incarnation, Chakshusha Manu was much later, was sixth Manu. So in his day, Lord Varaha again appeared. And that time also, the earth was, there was a partial devastation, and earth was submerged, and that time again, Lord Varaha came and killed this demon. So that time the reason of submerging earth was, Hiranyaksha took out so much gold from her earth, that it lost its balance, and it went down again. So that is the reference, how we can correlate this to that, how Varaha can, Varahadeva has appeared and then he killed Hiranyaksha later. So that is the first point Srila Prabhupada is mentioning. The other point Srila Prabhupada, like in the verses, it is mentioned that sunabha sandipta tivra manyuhu. His anger glowing like the Sudarshan wheel. You know, he immediately killed the Hiranyaksha. You know, so we'll see about, you know, discuss about anger, few things. First, the dangers of, you know, being angry. I think most of us had that, you know, experience. Second, is being angry justified? Third, does Lord get angry? You know, yes, obviously we see. But, and fourth, how to respond when some senior becomes angry on us? And fifth, how to control anger? Okay. So we know actually, you know, this Daksha, he got angry because, you know, his daughter Parvati, she married to Lord Shiva and Uma, you know. And then what happened? He offended Lord Shiva in the feet of anger. Of course, Lord Shiva did not care. He just walked away. But then there was cursing, counter-cursing. And, you know, we know whole Daksha has to lose his life, you know, by the end of that whole episode. So, being angry, like, you know, Krishna also says that, you know, kamayesha, krodhesha, rajoguna, samudbha, you know, that the gets to the hell, the very, you know, mahashano, you know, the most dangerous things for a living entity is, you know, lust and the anger caused by lust. Dhyayato ushayan punsat, sangasteshu pajayate, sangat sanjayate kamaha, kamat krodho bhijayate. Again, like, you know, the unfulfilled lust get transferred into a wrath. And then person loses his intelligence. We hear now and then also people getting angry, you know. Somebody was honking and then the fellow in front got so much upset, came out and just shot, you know, dead. You know. In India, like, you know, here the famous sport is cricket, you know. And then when there is a India-Pakistan cricket match, so if India wins, the fans in Pakistan, they'll break the televisions, they'll throw each other. So one time, same in such, you know, some match like this, you know, the particular team of this person, it lost and he did not realize, he picked up the child and he hit it on TV, and doing that, he killed that child in fit of anger. Why? Because they lost the match. So actually being angry is, you know, literally devastating. And then just a moment of anger can just turn the whole life's, you know, trajectory somewhere else, right? And what to speak of, you know, conditioned souls, even personalities who have seen the Supreme Lord and who have pleased the Supreme Lord also get angry, and sometimes they get carried away. There are two classic examples. One is about Dhruva Maharaj, you know. Dhruva Maharaj, we know that, you know, within a record-breaking 6 months, you know, he made Lord, you know, he pleased the Lord. Lord Vishnu appeared, gave all the blessings. And then later, when his brother Uttama was killed, Dhruva Maharaj went on spree of killing Yakshas because, you know, he was killed by Yaksha, right? He was so much angry that he was about to annihilate the whole Yaksha dynasty. In that time, Swayambhuva Manu, whom we are discussing, who was grandfather, he had to come and he said, "Hey, you know, wait, what are you doing? You know, you are a pure devotee of Lord Vishnu. You have pleased Lord. Why you are becoming uncontrollably angry? You know, yeah, your brother is killed. You know, you just, you know, kill that fellow who has killed. Why to, you know, wipe entire race?" You know? So, we see, you know, Dhruva Maharaj, of course, Dhruva Maharaj understands and becomes pacified. But we see that the pure devotee also sometimes can get into the feet of anger. Another example again, you know, Prachetas. They please the Lord. Vishnu, you know, of course, Lord Shiva also, you know, gave them nice instructions, blessings, and they said, "Okay, go and, you know, populate this world. So when they came out of water, because they were meditating in the water, they saw that all earth was covered with the trees. Right? So they started burning them by their, just by, you know, from their eyes and from their mouth. Flame started coming and they started burning. So much so that they wanted to make that entire earth planet treeless. Again, you know, pure devotee became angry. Why? Of course, they had justified reason. They wanted to do the service. But the extent of anger was not justified. Though the intent was justified, the extent was not justified. And then Lord Brahma again has to come and, you know, pacify them, you know, cool down, you know. Don't be so much angry, you have enough space. So we see that in the material world, you know, this anger, even if somebody has seen Lord, he can become angry. And that can go beyond the limits of justification. So these two examples, we see that the anger was, though the intent was correct, the amount of exhibited anger was not justified. So for us, all of us, the lesson is, we have to always keep a watch on our anger. Though our intent may be good, but once it kicks in, my God, you know, just, you know, the one doesn't know what he's doing, basically, you know. So that is, so the first point we see that, you know, how that, you know, anger is dangerous. And second, that even if one has seen Lord personally, there are still chances that he can get swayed away by the feet of anger. Then the third point is, then, you know, so that means, like, you know, anybody can get angry in this world. Does, you know, we say that everything comes from Lord. Does anger also come from Lord? Can Lord get angry as well? Yes, but the difference is Lord's anger is transcendental. It's not due to the modes of this, you know, material nature. We just had a Ram Navami. In material world, if someone does some harm to us or somebody does, you know, thing that we don't want, we become unhappy and we become, you know, angry, right? For Lord Ram, for none of his fault, you know, he was told that, okay, you become a king, and then after a few hours, he said, you know, go to forest. You know, such a, you just, you know, if we put ourselves in that situation, you just see that you are a rightful heir of a throne. You are about to get, you know, that particular post of a king. And for no reason, suddenly, just before coronation, you are asked to go into forest for 14 years. Lord Ram did not utter a word. He was happy. He just went. Rather, later, Valmiki Ramayana explains, when Bharat Maharaj comes to meet him in Chitraketu, he said, my only regret was, if Dashrath Maharaj could have told me directly, instead of telling through Kaikeyi. Because Dashrath Maharaj was so much attached to Lord Ram, he could not even utter a word saying that, you know, go to forest. So Lord Ram was completely calm, you know, peaceful. But the same Lord, when it came to saving his devotee, Mother Sita, he went to the shore of, you know, this Indian Ocean. He wanted a way because Hanumanji said that, you know, Mother Sita is at, you know, in Lanka. So he asked 7 days patiently the sea god, you know, Varuna, you know, to give way. He did not. That time Lord exhibited his anger. What he did? He just raised his eyebrows, and by that the whole ocean started boiling. So does Lord exhibit anger? Yes. But the result of that anger is always auspicious. While the result of anger displayed by a conditioned soul is always inauspicious, both for him and for others. And then again, like, you know, we know that pastime goes on. Lord Narsingha, right? He also exhibited anger. Rather, like, you know, it is said that the fear personified is afraid of Lord Narsingha because he is so much angry. Even the demigods, Brahma, Shiva, Lakshmiji said, I cannot, you know, figure it out whether he is my husband or not, you know. He was so angry. But it is, Acharya has explained that the same Narsingadev with one eye, he was furious looking at Hiranyakashipu, while on the other eye, he was extremely loving and pleasing because he was looking at Prahlad Maharaj. So this shows actually, because if we become angry, generally, you know, everything is red only, you know. There is no question of selective anger. But that shows that Lord's anger is not material. Another example, when Kamadev came to disturb this Naranarayan Rishi, right? Naranarayan Rishi. So, you know, they were, you know, of course, Lord became angry, but by his anger, what happened? You know, many apsaras, you know, they came, the most beautiful damsels. And he says, okay, give that gift to, you know, Indra. So this shows that Lord's anger is not material. Lord's anger, and it brings all auspiciousness. So this is the third point. Now, as here mentioned, sometime even the most munificent Lord, Lord Chaitanya, he also exhibited anger only at one instance. Right? We have that pastime here. Yeah, here, right? Up. Jagai Madai, right? Lord Chaitanya, in his whole Leela, you know, this Ramchandra Puri was offending him left and right, he did not become angry. But when it came to his devotees getting offended, Lord was as angry as Sudarshan Chakra, like, you know, Lord Bore. So Lord, he tolerates insults or, you know, even harm to him personally, but he'll become very angry if something happens to his devotees. So then, how to respond, you know, if we are at a, you know, receiving end, you know. We know that, yes, anger is not good, you know. We cannot even justify getting angry. One more point before that, actually. In which situation can we get angry at all? Yes, you know, Prabhupada writes in NOD, Nectar of Instruction, he gives two examples, Hanuman and Arjuna. He said that they employed their anger in service of Lord. Hanumanji burned, you know, entire, you know, this Lanka. And Arjuna was killing left and right. Because Krishna asked him to do, right? Bhima's anger, my God, you know. If we read Mahabharata, the way he butchered the Kauravas, it said that, you know, for Dushyasan, he literally opened, ripped his heart. And by seeing his furiousness, the Kaurava party and even Pandavas, they were stunned. Everybody stopped fighting because he was so furious. So, was that justified? Yes, because he had, you know, tried disrobing, you know, Draupadi, who was again devotee of Krishna. So, anger, devotee can become angry only when Lord or his devotees, somebody is coming to temple and, you know, trying to do some harm to Srila Prabhupada's deity or, you know, our deities here. Yeah, we have all right to become angry and use that. You know, once there was some, you know, goon, you know, who was trying creating disturbances, and I think he offended Bhrugupati Prabhu. He was trying to attack or something. And our Ekvira Prabhu, right? Prabhuji's neighbor? Ekraj Prabhu. We know he is, you know, kind of a devotee. You know. He just came and pounced on him and, you know, sat on his chest. You know, he said, you know, dare you touch Bhrugupati Prabhu, I'll just, you know, snap you. You know. So yes, you know, that is completely justified. You know. So when can we become angry? If devotees are getting, you know, vindicated, then yes, surely, why not? But for all practical, that happens once in a while. But for all practical reasons, we should not. We should not, because our anger is mostly when our ego is hurt or our desires are not fulfilled, material desires most of the times. And then what to do if we are at the receiving end of anger? even within devotees. You know, I have a classic example, Chitraketu Maharaj. You know, he was going, having nice time, remembering Lord Sankarshan, flying in an aeroplane, and he sees, you know, Lord Shiva's giving a lecture to all the sannyasis and, you know, babas, you know, yogis, with Mother Parvati on lap, on the topic of renunciation. So he laughed in admiration that, yes, only Lord Shiva can do this. He is such a dhira person. And what he gets in return? A curse by Parvati. She becomes angry and she becomes, become a demon. What he does? So he was at the receiving end, or apparently not, she misunderstood basically. He was not offending Lord Shiva. Rather, he was glorifying Lord Shiva in one sense. So what he did? Thank you so much, Mother. Became a demon, Vritrasura, and had a glorious, you know, glorious death later. So, if we are at a receiving end, it's better that we just accept it. Yeah, if there is opportunity to clarify, we clarify. But somehow even that is not there, we accept and keep going. And if we have that proper consciousness, you know, Tattenu kampam sushamikshamano bunjanu evartakrata vipakam rudvak vidurvir vidadhan namaste jivetaye mukti padesadaya bhak. Then, soon we will see that whatever has happened was for my best. Because ultimately Krishna is watching, you know, how things are happening, you know, and he is in full control. So, again, the another example is of that of you know, Haridas Thakur. You know, he was peacefully chanting, and this Ramchandra Khan, you know, he gets upset with him, tries to, you know, defame him. You know, he just leaves that place, you know, making that prostituted devotee. Another instance, this Kazi, you know, they get offended by Haridas Thakur. They ask him to beat in 22 marketplaces. Fine, you know, he just takes it. Later comes straight back. He was not, you know, angry on them. Though for no, you know, it was not Haridas Thakur's fault, right? So, that brings us to next point, that who can control anger? Is that only one who is a sincere devotee of Lord and who has full faith on chanting the holy names, he'll be able to control the anger. And we have just seen the example of Haridas Thakur, right? Srila Prabhupada, in Krishna book 89 chapter, he mentions a beautiful statement actually. He said, the greatness of a person has to be estimated by his ability to tolerate provoking situations. You know, greatness of a person has to be estimated by his ability to tolerate provoking situations. Meaning, somebody is trying to do something by which, you know, your anger is coming out and you control that. And how that is possible? To the extent, you know, like in mathematically there is this directly proportional, you remember, and inversely proportional. Right? So, more faith we have on holy name, more we practice devotional service, it's directly proportional to our anger getting reduced. It's, you know, simple logic. So, more we become sincere, serious, without ulterior motive devotees, you know, to that extent our anger will subdue. So to summarize, we saw that how this, you know, Vidura, Maitreya is telling Vidura about two different pastimes in the same description, because we saw that Hiranyaksha is great, you know, grandson of Swayambhuva Manu, who had just appeared. But here it is mentioned that he was killed by Varahadeva. So, it's two places. One, Varahadeva appeared in Swayambhuva Manu. Another in Chakshusha Manu. Jiva Goswami mentions that. And then, as here it is mentioned, how Varahadeva became angry like Sudarshan. We saw that about anger, that how there is a danger of becoming angry even if we become pure devotee and even if we saw Lord face to face. We saw two examples, Prachitas and Dhruva. Though their anger was justified, the extent of anger was not justified. And they were corrected by Swayambhuva Munu and Lord Brahma respectively. Then we saw that who can get angry? Like, you know, of course, we are not supposed to get angry, but in some circumstances, if devotees are getting attacked, yes, we can. We can get angry, but it should be just, you know, for that moment itself, and that's it, you know. Otherwise, becoming angry is always dangerous. We saw the difference between Lord's anger and our anger. Lord's anger is transcendental. His anger brings all auspiciousness. So, example, how Lord Ram, Lord Narasimha became angry, even Lord Narayan. While in material world, all the anger lead to destruction. It's not transcendental. It's out of the modes. And we also saw how to respond to anger. Just take it as a mercy of Lord. And we saw the example of Chitraketu Maharaj. And then we saw how to control anger by sincerely taking shelter of chanting the holy names. We'll be able to control our anger. Let's pray to Lord Varahadev that as he killed this, you know, Hiranyaksha demon, may he also kill this, all this, you know, six demons in our heart, lust, anger, greed, envy, illusion, and false ego. Yeah. So, moha. Yeah. So, with that, we'd like to stop. Any questions or comments? Yes.
Yeah, you mentioned how Lord Narasimhadev, with one eye, he was seeing Rani Kasipu with anger, and the other eye, Prahlad Maharaj with affection. So where is that stated?
I think it's commentary by Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. I'll try to get the exact reference, but yeah, I think it's from
okay.
the commentary.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah, one.
I heard this from across the street, so I may have not heard it correctly. But did you say something about Ram's regret was that Bharat didn't come and tell him directly?
No, Lord Ram's regret was Dashrath Maharaj did not tell him to directly to Lord Ram to go to forest. It was Kaikeyi who. So what had happened was, we know that, you know, Dashrath Maharaj decides to coordinate, and everybody was very happy. So when he comes to the palace of Kaikeyi, Kaikeyi was in her sobbing chambers, you know, she was angry, Kopagraha. And that time, she asked these two demands. So Dashrath Maharaj was very heartbroken. So then he said, like, you know, okay, I'll give that. And then Kaikeyi says that, okay, you call now Lord Ram. So this Sumantra, his minister, he goes and calls Lord Ram. And Kaikeyi says, okay, your father has to tell something. And, you know, Lord Ram says, yes, you know, what should I do? And that time, Dashrath Maharaj could not speak. Because he was so much heavy with the emotion. And that time, Kaikeyi tells that your father wants you to go 14 years in exile and Bharat should be the king. And then Lord Ram just, you know, says, okay, you know, and he goes, you know. Of course, it is it's very, very emotionally surcharged, you know. Dashrath Maharaj is saying, you know, take everything, you know. And then Kaikeyi was saying, no, you cannot take anything, you know, this belongs to Bharat. And then, you know, Lord Ram goes, and then later when Bharat goes to bring back Lord Ram, he asks, you know, how is my father? And he comes to know that Dashrath Maharaj, has left this world. So that time Lord expresses that I won't mind, you know, coming to this thing. I was just feeling, why did Dashrath Maharaj did not tell me directly that you go to forest? Why Kaikeyi has to tell? Was he like, of course, Lord Ram was new, he knew that Dashrath Maharaj, you know, was loving him so much. It was just that the emotional, you know, expressions, you know, those are, you know, described there. Yeah.
Thank you.
Is that?
Yeah.
So, yes, Pruji, and then last question by.
Thank you very much for the nice class. You were saying that the anger of the Lord is transcendental. So on the battlefield of Kurukshetra, you know, Arjuna killed so many people. he must be really very angry. So was that anger also transcendental?
Yeah, so as... No, it was like, you know, we cannot call it transcendental, but it was deployed in service of Lord. So in where is this, you know, Srila Prabhupada gives these two examples, that is, you know, anger of Lord Hanuman and anger of Arjuna. So they both, they used their anger in service of Lord. So, of course, not sure if we can call it as transcendental, but, you know, yeah, they used it correctly, you know, under, you know, direction of Lord. So,
thank you.
Yeah, yeah, thank you. Okay, last question, Mataji's.
Prabhu, I believe you've mentioned that Lord Brahma got really angry and he had a right to be angry, but the amount of anger was unjustified. And I thought that anger arises from lust, and lust means that we are attached to a certain result or a certain way, and which is connected to false identification as us being attached and to a certain way. We are competing with the Lord. That's our conditioning. That's the demoniac nature. So if someone who has seen the Lord and someone as Lord Brahma, does it mean, is that his tendency to forget that he is not the supreme controller? Or
no, actually this past time, it was not Lord Brahma, it was Dhruva and another was Prachetas. So, but what you said is correctly. These examples are given to tell that until we go back to spiritual world, this material place is very dangerous. And even at any stage, just until we reach prema, you know, there is, you know, anartha nivruti, you know, adoshada, sadhu sangha, that whole stage is there. No? Until we reach that final stage of, you know, unalloyed devotion, love for Lord, there is always chance we can get covered by the modes. So here in case of Priyavrata, Dhruva, he got covered by I and my tendency. My brother got killed, so I'll kill. So again, like, you know, material tendency. You know. So Bharat Maharaj is another classic example. He was at the stage of Bhava. He got attached to deer, you know, fell down. So so it's not that they'll have tendency. Rather, this is to, these are like caution size, right? You know, we have like caution, wet floor. So same way, caution, we are still in material world. So always be in association. Because once he came to association, immediately he rectified, right? So these are to show us that, you know, we have to be careful in material world until we reach, you know, to the perfect stage. So these are to show that, you know. So does that answer your question?
Yes, thank you.
Yeah, thank you so much. Okay. Maharaj, you want to say something? Okay.
Thank you for a nice class. I'm trying to make my comment fast so everybody can have breakfast quickly. The point that's being made was made very clearly by Srila Prabhupada. sorry, my voice is a little harsh to the horse. The problem is what? Some people are actually angry, and other people, our great devotees, like Srila Prabhupada, may appear to be angry, but they are not angry in the least. Although there are circumstances in which he may become angry because they're justifiable by virtue of the scriptures. So, why does a person become angry? Ordinary person. Could be any of us. Because we're identifying ourselves with the physical body. As long as I think I'm this, if you say something harsh or you say something which is offensive or something which may be very warlike, and I feel that my body is about to be, is being threatened, then the way of defending it is to, apparently anyway, is to anger. Anger is simply a defensive reaction to defend against somebody harming or hurting or disturbing the body. But what if you don't identify yourself with the body? I'll give you an example of a person, a devotee, who had no identification whatsoever with his body because he had transcended that. And he sees the body as nothing but an illusion. Something is here today and gone tomorrow. So, because he doesn't think that he, this body, can be killed. So when somebody threatens him, he's not affected. He's not disturbed because he knows he's not this. He's this in here. And that's eternal, ever-existing, primeval. And being ever-existing and knowing that even if this is destroyed, I am not destroyed, then there's no reason to become angry. You become angry defensively. But since you know you're an eternal being, what do you have to defend? There's nothing going to die except the external. So this is a very important principle. So sometimes a devotee may say, well, I don't get that. But that's part of advancing. It's part of developing, a part of growing, whereby our identification with the body becomes less and less and less. And our identification with ourselves as eternal souls becomes more and more and more. So you're a different person. Completely different person. When Prabhupada sometimes would become apparently angry because a devotee would do something offensive, it would seem like, hey, the spiritual master is getting angry. And then 5 seconds later, after that, he's laughing. How can he do that? Because he was never really angry. Like an actor on the stage, he plays the part of a person getting angry. And then he goes off stage and he laughs and talks because he never was really angry. And that's because he knows he's not that character on the stage. It's only a put-on. It's only a presentation. And that's the same thing in a very advanced devotee. He may act very angry, but a few seconds later, he's laughing and joking, talking, because he was never really angry. Does that mean that a devotee cannot be angry? He can be. For example, if a devotee sees a godbrother of his being attacked by a few different hoodlums, that's a time to get angry. Prabhupada made it very clear. And you should galvanize all your strength and all your power to stop that attack that is going on. Because basically it's an attack on God's word, on God's scripture, which that devotee is carrying and broadcasting. So, but that's a very rare instinct. Somebody says to a very pure devotee, he says, you know you're a fool, you know you're an idiot, you know you're dumb. So that pure devotee says, how did you find out? He doesn't get upset. He says, how did you find out I was like that? So the person who made the remark expected him to get angry. He never got angry because he never identified himself as being attacked by the remark. So what if I'm a fool? So what if I'm an idiot? So what if I'm nonsense? How does it affect me? It doesn't. So in other words, the main point is that our identification as we grow with the body grows, and this is my own personal experience, goes less and less and less. And our identification with the soul, which is eternal, becomes more and more. And like this person who said, when he was called a fool, an idiot, and he said, well, how did you find out? He wasn't upset. Whereas another person who is identified with it, he said, keep your words to yourself or otherwise I'll crown you. He gets upset because he feels he's being offended. So he doesn't have to defend. Defense is when you are identifying with the body and you feel it can be hurt, harmed, upset. But a person who is not identified with the body, but only with the soul, does not ever feel that he can be disturbed or upset, except in the circumstances I was telling about a devotee being attacked. That's a very unusual circumstance. So that's the main thing. So then when we ask ourselves, well, how come I'm getting angry? Because I'm still identifying myself with the body. Well, why am I identifying myself with the body? Because I think that the body has things which are glorious or wonderful. Money, fame, prestige, glorification, and these things which we value, and because we value them, we want them to protect it. So that's why we get angry. We feel that they're being threatened. And if you don't feel threatened, you don't get angry. It's as simple as that. But we're all on the road. We're going upward. And we're very fortunate that we have Srila Prabhupada to lead us on that road so that a time will come. Well, even if bombs are going off, even when Prabhupada was in an airplane, the plane, when he didn't get upset, he didn't get disturbed. Because he was always identifying himself with the soul, which is eternal. And eternal doesn't die. It's forever. Hare Krishna.
Thank you so much, Maharaj, for nicely summarizing. Jai. Grantara Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Nitai Gaur Premanate. Hari Hari Bo.